It is horrifyingly late at night, but I can't sleep. So I thought I would do the teamwork makes the dream twerk question air thing. I'm probably going to be a little bit slower talking than I normally am because I'm a little out of it. Okay, that was a weird voice that I have right now. What's going on? Ah, oh, yay, phlegm in throat. That's cool. Okay, number one by Alice Rabbit Whisper. What food experiment have you come up with that you ended up liking? For example, did you mix two foods together that wouldn't normally go together, but it ended up being yummy? I got kind of a funny story to go along with this. When I was in junior high, I lived, or my junior high school is a block from my house. So I would come here for lunch sometimes because I was a friendless motherfucker. But sometimes I would bring my friends here, like the two that I had, and we would do funny shit because there was no one else home. And I was the kind of kid that did shit for attention. Like good, bad, didn't matter, I was attention man. And so I would eat weird foods combinations for to get people to make funny faces and like, oh my God, Miff, what did you just put in your mouth? And when I was in junior high, my family was just starting to get into the vegan health craze. I say just starting, we're much worse now. So we always had a paraphernalia of weird shit in our house. I drank strawberry soy milk, which was this disgusting gray mauve puce color. I can't even describe it accurately, but like oil slick, but ugly and gray, and you don't want that in your mouth. It, somehow it tasted really delicious and sugary, so good for me. And then vegan chips that were vinegary, and then some kind of sprinkles, which I'm sure were fucked up somehow, because they couldn't have just been normal sprinkles. My mother would not have bought that. And I had the bright idea to put a chip that I had crunched into three bits in a shot glass, pour it with that strawberry soy milk on top of it. I think then I added sprinkles and coconut whipped cream on top. And ate it. And it was actually pretty good. Because it like had this sour, salty, sweet thing going on. Yeah, it's fucking disgusting. I'm sorry you had to hear that description of objects that I put in my mouth. When you were a kid, what did you think the future would be like? I expected a lot more neon and like metallics, to be honest. I watched Back to the Future a lot when I was a kid, so that was kind of what I was expecting. You know, hoverboards and like lace-up sneakers and all that fun stuff. A lot more holograms. Why can I not like touch air and have it be 3D and move? Come on, Iron Man can do it. Why can't I? Ah. Did it hurt when you fell from heaven? Ha! No. I ascended straight from hell. Ha. Oh gosh. If I said you had a perfect body, would you hold it against me? If you asked nicely, probably. Are you creeped out by Sphinx cats? They're basically hairless and look a bit like Dobby. A little bit, but then I'm also like, it's a cat. And it does look kind of like what peach fuzz would feel like, so I would want to touch it. Do you keep an emergency bag at home that you can grab in case of real disasters? If so, what's in it? kind of. Whenever we travel, I always have a small carry-on case for all of my medical supplies and just like pills and shit. So we never really unpack it fully. So, and it's pretty nearby, I think, just on the landing to our basement, so I would be able to easily grab that. And I always carry around first aid in my bag, so kinda sorta by being sick. I do. I kind of. Nothing like that has like food rations or anything in it. Just like if you hurt yourself, I guess. Okay. Do you love yourself? In no way synonymous with constantly liking yourself. It depends. It honestly fluctuates. I'll go through rapid, intense periods of just, like, intense hate on myself. And then, like, periods of, like, intense self-love and having lots of self-worth. I guess I love myself at some points in time. Right now is not one of them, but I would say yes occasionally. What's one thing you can do really well slash brag about yourself, damn it? I'm really good at doing people's hair. Like, cutting, styling. When all of my friends were graduating high school, I had a lot of older ones, like, just, like, a year or two. And so, when they were graduating, I would come over to their houses beforehand, and I would do their hair up. And I remember one of them had this gorgeous ginger hair. She had a lot of it, too. And I ended up braiding it very nicely somehow, and pinning it some freaking way on her head. And I had the great idea of gluing Swarovski's crystals in there. I remember she told me she got like 50 compliments that night, and her mother, my mother, and a whole bunch of people like took pictures of it. And I still kind of get feedback from it like 3 years later saying, oh my god, that was beautiful. My mom still shows like her coworkers and stuff, and I'm like, okay, that's cool. And I've done that a few times. Yeah, I can do that really well. I'm good at it. Also, I've dyed, cut, colored my own hair since I was, like, 12. So, I'd say I'm pretty talented. Yeah. I actually took cosmetology in high school for about 2 years, so. Oh, are you ever gonna give me up? No. Are you ever going to let me down? Okay, actually serious. Are you ever going to give me up? Let's say giving up means like giving up on someone slash leaving them. Probably yes. I am notorious for that. I am a friend switcher all the time. I've had maybe 4 friends that have lasted more than 2 years, but like friendships do have an expiration date, I think, so. And then would you ever let me down? No, even if I don't really know you slash I hate you, I would still not let you down because I believe being a good person is worth being good. Slash, if you can do something nice, why not do it? So, yeah. Also, I like to make sure that people are, like, doing well slash are safe slash stuff like that. So, yeah. What is your opinion on Daniel Craig? Kind of non-existent. I had to Google him. I have never seen anything he's been in. The only thing I know is that he has a very nice pout, smug, not smug, frowny-ish face. There's a word for it. Fuck. I can't think of it. He has a nice face. That's all I gotta say. And I just yawned. You know, yawning's contagious, so, like, there's a high chance that if you listen to this and you hear me yawn, you're probably gonna be... You would have yawned by now. Yeah. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Hopefully living on the West Coast, working on a movie set, doing makeup. Because that's what I'm going to school for. I don't know, just in general or terms, being in a better state than I am now. Yeah, I think just improving upon what I am doing right now is a good place to be in. Yeah, I don't know, having a good support network, living with my friends, being roommates with someone hopefully that I have known for a while. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Growing up, what did you think would be one way when you were older, but then when you reached that age turned out to be completely different? Gosh, I don't really know if I ever thought that way much. Or maybe like just when I turned 18 that it would be like just 'cause sudden end of the road, end of the pavement kind of thing. Move out, get your own house. You suddenly have all these adulting skills and all that kind of jazz stuff. Yeah. But then it wasn't. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess I gotta learn to be an adult. Ah, they should teach that in school. Describe your most embarrassing fart. Oh God. Do people remember these? Do they honestly like scar them so much they hold them deep in their memory? I would honestly have to think. Maybe in like hanging out with someone and you're not sure if it's going to be loud or not, and so you're like, do I let it out? Do I go to the bathroom? Can I walk it away? I don't know. I don't really remember farts. They aren't that embarrassing for me. It's a body function. I've had worse shit happen to me. Way worse. I'm sorry, I got nothing. What will you see in the Mirror of Erised? The backwards mirror in Harry Potter that shows you what would make you the happiest person ever, I guess. I don't know if I would be able to see it, but maybe just having a nicer mental state and not having to be have like a ball and chain of an insulin pump. I guess that would make me very happy. What is your favorite scent? Oh God, my favorite scent is actually that of a person who I currently kind of hate, so it's not that great for me. They smell like cinnamon and clove, not cloves, but just musk and warmth and kind of sweat and maybe a bit of, they say lavender, but I don't even smell it. Yeah. I just like how people smell sometimes. Pheromones are a wonderful thing. How many pairs of shoes do you own? Oh, Nelly. Have to count them out. More than 20? Yeah. I have a lot of shoes. To be fair, I do need like winter boots and rain boots and stuff. Slash backups for when they get soaked because it's, fucking Canada. We get lots of snow, man. I'm sorry. It requires shoes. The rest of them I can't really have explanations for. I have a lot of shoes. A lot of shoes. There are a lot of centipede jokes made at my house. Okay, when you were a young kid, 3 to 5, if you were given some crayons and a piece of paper, what was the one thing you would always draw? I always drew like those background pictures where you have like a sun in the corner, and like two hills that are rounded lines that come and meet in the middle, and one line's always longer than the other. And somehow I always liked really putting cemetery like crosses on them because I read what's that book? It was a Remembrance Day novel, and the imagery in it just really stuck with me. And I really like cemetery or like crosses, and I'm like, yes, this is good. Yeah. Okay. 9. What's your element? I'm gonna go with Avatar: The Last Airbender elements, and we're going to say that I am fire because they have. Most of them seem to be have emotional issues and go through quests that, make them feel better about themselves. Zuko, I am looking at you. And that, and I just think fire is cool. Slash, I'm not chill enough to be water or nice enough for air, and I'm definitely not confident enough for earth. So then fire. Yeah. However, in like element, in just like what is the element in which you like shine slash come to life in or blah blah blah, I would say people. I enjoy being around people. That is definitely where I am my best. Which kind of sucks, because that's what gives me social anxiety, so. Yay. Anyway, it's way fucking later than I should be up. And this was fun, and I'm still nowhere close to sleeping. One more yawn for the road. Bye, y'all.